Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. It's hard to believe we're talking track. It's 0 degrees almost outside with the wind chill, but we're here with the Blue Standard qualifiers from the 4x1 relay, minus Delaney Reynolds, but we have Emmy McMartin, Calla Kern, and Marissa Hackman. First of all, congratulations. Emily, I'll start with you. This has obviously been, you know, a big time in the making over the last year. This group was at state and multiple events last year. You've been working hard since then. What does it mean to kick off the season with such a strong performance in the indoor season and already have the Drake Relays qualifying standard out of the way?
I think it's really cool. We were super excited when it happened, and when we looked at the time, we were kind of in disbelief. I think we were just super happy with it, just because like our meet got canceled Monday. We weren't able to go to it, and so to be running it the first time and already hit the blue standard, like, it really just proved that we put in the work this past season, and like the goals that we set at the end of last season are already coming to be, and it's really exciting that we can only get faster from here.
Well, and Calla, you guys have been working hard, and she says this is the first time, but you guys have been together for a long time running this race. Last year, I know you stepped in a lot in the 4x1, and this group was at state multiple times. So how much do you think that helped you get off to such a fast start? Not only all the hard work in the off season, but the fact that the four of you have been running together for about 2 years now.
Yeah, I think it really helps that we're all good friends. We all put in so much work off season and during the season, and we all come to each race with a positive mindset, and we always want to give it our all. And it was such a fun privilege to get to run with these girls and experience that with them, and I'm just proud of them all.
Well, Marissa, this team, again, you know, a lot of state qualifying experience coming back, and you're now kind of on the veteran side of that, having run all the races you did last year. What was it like coming into the season in terms of knowing that there's going to be some high expectations, but you have a lot of experience, and what do you think that's done for you to enable you to run so fast so early?
Well, I don't really think we were, like, expecting to hit the blue standard as soon as we did, but that really gave us a good first look of the potential that we have this season. Like Emily said, we're only gonna get faster from here. So I think we can possibly set some school records this season, and it'll just be a good time.
Well, and Emily, this team got to see a lot of good competition yesterday. It wasn't like you just ran this against a bunch of JV squads. There was some really, really good talent up there. Many of the girls you saw at state last year, I imagine that pushed you a little bit, but I imagine that also kind of gives you a bar of where you're at and how excited are you knowing that yesterday, not just in the 4x1, but in all your other races, you saw some really good competition yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. As it being like kind of indoor state, like to see so many of the teams that we'll compete against here in the future at state and at Drake, and just knowing that we're part of them, and even through 4A we got fourth, and so that's super encouraging going into it, and knowing that we're still up there and we can still compete, and we have such a good relay coming back.
Well, and Calla, you're one of the four-year seniors on this. You lost the season to COVID 2 years ago. You guys came back strong. You know, as a leader on this team, how have you been kind of managing expectations, and what are the ways that you're trying to be a leader for this team, knowing that you've got, you and Emmy probably have the most experience of anyone, and what are the things you're trying to do to help make this team better, not just yourself, but everyone else?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that I would say, and a lot of the seniors would be our theme this year, which is always invested. I feel like throughout me and all the girls, whenever we're trying to show leadership, it's not because, oh, we've been to state or we've been to Drake. It's because we love this team, we love this sport, and we want everyone to have a good time. And so I always just think about making it fun for everyone and making sure that they're able to accomplish their goals, whether it's qualifying for something or just hitting a new PR.
Well, and Marissa, you've already talked about some of the lofty goals that this sprint group has, and this team, I'm sure, has some high expectations too. How have you been dealing with those things, knowing that I'm sure you've been working hard and want those things to happen, but you're kind of a leader on this team too, and how do you hope to push this group to a top three finish at state, to school records, and all the things you hope to accomplish between now and mid-May?
I think say positive things to my teammates will definitely help keep them and help them focus their or reach their own goals, like not necessarily as a whole team, but like everybody has their own PRs. So I think if everybody can do their own part to also help me to stay positive, that'll be good, and we can just all work as a team.
Well, and Emily, I've talked a lot about expectations, but I'm guessing you're just wanting to get out and race and compete. The outdoor season's just right around the corner after spring break. What are some of your goals this year, knowing that this is obviously your senior season, and I think the team has some big ones, but what are some of yours as well?
Obviously, to continue to, like, compete in the finals and stuff at state. I think last year making the finals at Drake and being a finalist in like the 100 and stuff, just continue to improve individually and get stronger this year and go out as good as I can, but also just like to continue to do my part and leave a legacy on this team and do what I can for the relays that I'm in and the individual things that I'm in and continue to set high standards for us. And every year there's different teams, and like even ADM kind of surprised us yesterday because they kind of came out of the blue, but just continue to compete at the highest level possible, and no matter where that places us, just continuing to enhance our time and things like that.
Callie, your individual goals this season?
Probably to qualify for the similar races I did last year, same with the Open 2. But besides all that, honestly, just to have a good season. We have a great team. We have a lot of friendships going on, and I just can't wait to see where it takes us all.
And Marissa, your individual goals, knowing that, again, similar amount of experience.
I would like to grow friendships throughout the season. I already have a few, but especially with the underclassmen, get to know them more, build those friendships so I can even just feel comfortable talking to them in the hallway out of season as well.
Emily McMartin, Calla Current, and Marissa Hackman, three of the four Blue Standard qualifiers. We're looking forward to that race and more this season. Congratulations once again on being able to qualify, and we look forward to your many meets between now and mid-May.
Thank you.